Well, she was telling me about this thing with Oprah, that she's a new age thing, and she has a book, and she has a video blog, and she's promoting her book after her show. It's weird. I'm going to go online to see what it's
all
about.
A new age thing?
Yeah. Like, say your own God.
I've heard of those things. She's into them now?
I guess.
You know, and the other day she has a new show about, she gets like 10 people, and they have to, I don't know what it is. It's about basically she's giving them money, or they get millions of dollars from them to donate to a charity of their choice. But that's the whole show, and I'm like, you just want to show and promote that you're trying to donate so much millions of dollars. Why do you have to promote it and make a thing out of it? And then people who are able to raise the thing that the most funds and donate it, she gives them like $10 million or something.
No.
I'm like, I'm not interested in that work, you know?
I don't know. I think it's getting to her head that she was like...
I think what she does is great.
Very
like Bono, you know?
Or something.
Yeah. At all.
I've never watched Oprah. Yeah.
Yolando?
He's good. I'm leaving on Friday.
Oh, wait. Okay. Lizzo leave.
The
I have to see the pictures. Yes. We're ready. They can email it to you, right? You should
Email
it to Nicaragua.
Email it to me.
Okay, I'll email it. Sorry, I saw it today because I use it to put my shoes off. So I don't think my grandma's gonna get it right. I showed it to her. She did plastic surgery. So have la cara de nuevo.
Oh my god.
Don't even tell your grandmother, because I remember when she did it the first time. My grandmother was here visiting. You know, we used to live with my dad over there. And then we went to go see them. And your grandmother's like, oh, todos se miran a mano, la vejez se miran a mano. Because it's true, like you see her face is off, and
but
your,
yeah,
your hands age. So se jaló la cara de nuevo, so I don't know. I don't want to, if she gets me one, fine, then I'll use, you know. But I trust you more. Y que no diga Nicaragua, por favor.
Yeah,
like,
just
you know how they, like, just, I mean, on the bottom of it, fine, but no que te, you know, they're so patriotic and they.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry.
Just email it.
I'll email it closed and I'll email it open. So you can see how it folds.
But he's good. He's moving.
Where? Wait, he lives with his mom or his sister?
No, with his mom. He's moving with his... They're moving from the house there right now. Porque it's a lot cheaper. It's like almost $50 cheaper.
But they sold their house, right?
They sold their house. But the thing is... that is a tío that's lived with him, like, I don't know, like, yeah, several years. He doesn't drink anything. No paga nada en la casa. Like, he doesn't not even water. And he lives there with his wife and his daughter. And I understand. See, you know, if you don't have enough money, at least I will, you know?
Yeah.
But nothing. So his mom's like, I can't mantener su familia anymore. You know, I can't.
It's his wife and everybody? It's not just...
Yeah, you know, and she's retired. She's responsible for the, you know, her mom and her older daughter, but ella es enfermita.
Yeah.
So Orlando's like fed up with it. Well, the thing is that they started looking for a new house.
Just Orlando and his mom.
And his
grandmother.
And if she wants to go with him,
because she was sister, the one that was married, lived somewhere else. Right?
Yeah, she lives somewhere else. But the grandmother was taking, you know, her son's side. The thing
como
is
siempre,
that
siempre it's a mom. Yeah. It's a little. It's like his mom, que todo era con hombre. Yeah. Tell me, like, they favor them so much.
Yeah, I don't know if it's like this Hispanic thing that the men are, no matter what.
Mi otentina with my mom and my uncle. You know, my mom says that she's like, you know, she's always favored my uncle.
My grandma was
like, even
the same
to this
way
day,
with my brother.
Even to this day, she'll give me good back to, like, you know, money for pay the rent. Like, because he goes to work, and he's like, bueno, no quiero ir. So he'll call in sick. And so to make up the difference, my grandmother will give it to him.
That's, wow.
Hold the end. It's like stupid Nicaraguan.
It's not.
I don't
agree.
That's
in general.
Yeah.
I think it's like,
I mean, I understand helping a child, helping your kid if they're in need, you know, they're in a crisis situation, but dale. Okay, get it that.
Wow. Well, the thing is, like, they found this place, right? But the house comes with a little efficiency aside within the territory, you know, within the area. And so Orlando's like, well, just tell my uncle that he wants to go live with us, that he could rent the apartment out. Let him know that it comes with the house.
That went on.
So they're like, well, if you want to move in next to us, it's cheap, it's $50, and you're not going to get cheaper than that anywhere. Mm-hmm. So he's gonna pay for the $50, his water, his like he thinks that he's that he's just helping out. It's kind of but that's the only way to make him, you know.
But why do they have to live with him? Why can't he live with his wife and kids in another place?
Because apparently he can't afford living on his own. I know the situation's difficult,
he works,
yeah.
And his wife works también. Yes.
And somehow,
how many kids do they have? One kid?
One.
And they can't afford rent or anything?
Not even. And Orlando's mom retired, and Orlando are sustaining all of them. I mean,
that's
like
crazy.
But I'm going on Friday.
For how long? 10 days?
Yeah.
Take pictures.
Oh, exciting. Yeah, I can't wait to get. I need
the Spirit fly to Nicaragua?
From, huh?
Spirit Airlines, so they fly to Nicaragua?
Yeah.
From Fort Lauderdale?
Orlando.
My friends, ones at work, don't know something about right now, but the whole drama thing and everything, they joined the Spirit Airfare thing for $9. They're going to New York for $36 round trip.
Orlando joined it. He's been telling me to join.
I told Jason, and I'm like, I think I'm going to do it. Well, you pay $9 for the first 10 months, and then after that, it's $30 for the whole year. So even if you don't end up buying an airfare, you still save what you would. Yeah, and the odds are you are going to travel at least to one place. Yeah. And so the girl, we have another firm, our teacher firm, like next to our office, and the reception there, and the office manager in our office, they're going everywhere. Like, they went to New York, they did a whole thing in New York for 24 hours. They flew in like at 6 in the morning and left like at 6 in the morning the next day. They were up the whole day. This time around, they're doing the same thing for New York, but they're coming on a Friday and even on Saturday. Then they go into Boston. They give them a list. They're going to Boston, going to Washington. And the husband's like, yeah, you okay? Like, you know, like after a while, like,
he's
like,
hello.
Yeah, he's like, you're going to travel the whole country with Jackie? Because I'm like, Jackie, doesn't it? So it's really good. I told Jason, like, I'm like, I think I'm going to join. But the only thing is they don't fly to Canada, so I'm like,
yeah.
But they fly to Chicago. They had Chicago from Fort Lauderdale for $88.
Orlando from Nicaragua, he paid, I think it was like 102 or something like that. Something
to make a round trip ticket to Kingston, where Jason says, 109. So what happened at work?
I'm feeling cansada. It's ridiculous. Thursday, one of the girls, like, we were fed up because it's like, listen, all of us are, you know, we put all our work and all our efforts and we try to please her and whatever, and we really like what we're doing. I like my
art.
This
is the cousin of the boss, the same old lady you've been on.
Yeah, I mean, she's there, so you can't do anything about it. The thing is that one of the girls, she went into her office Thursday and told her, look, what's wrong? Why, if you don't agree with something or you don't like what we're doing, let us know.
Yeah.
That every time you go on a trip and you come back, all you say is, I don't like what you guys are doing. You guys are wasting your time.
She's not constructive with her criticism. Yeah.
But Beatriz is like, todo este tiempo, she had like una cara que como que no entendía lo estaban diciendo a ella. And then, you know, Beatrice finished, and Maria's like, what are you talking about? I've never said that about you. Where are you hearing this? And she's like, well, you tell Andrea. You know, and Andrea's our supervisor, and she tells us all this feedback.
Right.
And she's like, I've never said that. I've never said that. Please tell Ligia and Marinez that I've never said that. And if you want, I could confront her. We'll have a meeting, and I'll tell her that I've never said that in front of you. Da, da, da. And Beatriz is like, no, I don't want that. You know, that's the last thing I want. Just let us know if you disagree with something. La cosa es que that was Thursday. And yesterday, I had to run some errands for the passport thing. And I called and I was like, oh, I'm going to be a few minutes late.
Because are you leaving somewhere again?
Well, my passport, the visa expires in June, so I have to renew it before I leave.
Do it now, because... But wait, you're flying to Nicaragua? Oh, it's not. Okay.
Yeah. But the thing is...
When I went to Canada, I saw the madre.
Yeah, the passport.
Yeah, and I didn't realize it because... in December, the December before that, if you were going to Canada or Mexico, you didn't need a passport. And then that December they passed a law, so like, here I was 2 weeks before the trip, and I'm like, well, do you need a passport? And he's like, I don't know. And he's like, I have mine up, you know, up to date, and I'm like, oops. I was so lucky, you know, in downtown there's a passport building, but there's a courthouse across the street. We were working at the courthouse, and I would go during my lunchtime. Thank God I was able to find a, well, I had to make an appointment, and then I had to say that I was taking doctor's appointments and everything, so I had to go. I was 2 hours in line. Do it now if you can.
And then the thing is that I went, and they told me that I had to get a new passport. So I'm like, oh my God, I literally had a week.
Well, how are we going to take the last picture?
Because it doesn't importa. The thing is that my passport, ellos me lo han revalidado dos veces. And now it's a law, you know, in the Nicaraguan consul, whatever, que si ya te lo han revalidado dos veces, you have to get a new passport. Even if I have, like, clean, you know,
that's
sheets
so
available, little pages available.
When you get your U.S. passport, you're going to keep a Nicaraguan passport, too?
I don't know.
So the U.S. passport, you don't have to do that.
No, I think my parents don't have it anymore. I think Karen does. I don't know why.
But Karen wasn't born there.
But she has a Nicaragua. When she lived over there, I think that's when she got it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
La cosa es...
Your brother is going for citizenship, too, or no?
Yeah, I have to try with
that. Thank you. Oh, but he's not mine anymore, God. He's like, how old is he? He's old. Oh. Thank you. I forgot how old he is. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm okay. Yes, please. Thank you.
And what was I saying? So I call Maria, and then she calls me back, and she's like, Leah, we're having a meeting. All the designers, I need to clear things up, and I'm like...
Maria's the name of the boss.
Yeah.
La Pasada.
Yeah. Our supervisor is Andrea. And
Andrea's her cousin?
No, Andrea's just a girl she's always worked with. But
she's not above her.
No, she's below her. She's just above us.
Okay.
Pero she has, like, una mala fama. To me, she's always been nice, but she...
Who, Andrea?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, they've told me several people que han echado gente por ella, stuff like that.
Oh, really?
Well, then the thing is, Maria wanted to confront everybody and clear everything out and tell Andrea that wasn't true. La cosa es que she had me on phone conference, and she practically told Andrea that everything that she said she was telling her, and she wasn't referring to us, and whatever. And the thing is that I get to the office and Andrea's like almost crying. She's like, that's not true. Yo no le desmentí porque what's my word against hers?
Yeah.
She's like, believe me, that's what she says. I'm not lying. So I don't know who is lying, you know?
Because they both have a reputation. Of-
yeah, both of them. So it's like, I don't know.
Some people are good actors too.
Oh, yeah. And then Maria... She blamed it on Elena. Elena left the office. She got transferred to New York. So, you know, she kind of found, okay, well, let me blame it on Elena because she's not in the office.
But to defend herself.
Yeah. But, and not to, you know, para no echar a Beatriz adelante, you know. But in the end, if this problem gets bigger,
uh-huh.
And Andrea says, well, Elena was the one gossiping, you know, and Elena's like, she doesn't know what's going on. It's a mess. And I'm just like,
but what was it they were blaming on? What blaming on her?
That she was the one that told Maria that Andrea was saying to us. That's how Maria found out that, you know, Andrea was telling us that she wasn't happy with our work. Or,
But if she's not happy with the work, fine. You know, you can understand that. You know, everybody has their own level of expectation. But why can't you just sit down and be like, look, you guys, I would prefer if you guys...
She's telling us she never said that. O sea, I don't know who is lying. And honestly, I'm tired of it, and I don't care. You know? Ya me tienen cansada. Thank you. Yes.
You know, situations like that, the truth always comes out. Always. Sooner or later, somebody will slip. how annoying. That's like, it's like high school.
Yeah.
But they're not complaining about you, are they?
I get along with everybody. I just hate being...
Yo, it's like a guessing back and forth thing.
And it's distracting.
Yeah.
They gave me 2 tickets to the movies.
Oh, really?
For my birthday.
Who, at work? That's cool.
For my birthday?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's Jason. Hello? Hi.
Thank you.
I'm here at Denny's with my cousin. Because we're eating breakfast or lunch. You don't listen to anything I told you. I told you yesterday I was going to go and do this, remember? I was going to do the whole recording thing for Lourdes' friend. Yes. Let me entonces. Oh, now you want to speak Spanish? Very cute. I told you I was going to eat Denny's with Ligia. But that's it. I'm not. No more sweets. This is the end of it. I promise. No sweets today. No sweets tomorrow. I promise. I got to talk to you about my puppy. She has her lungs are swollen. And they put her on antibiotics for 2 weeks. She's having to take 2 pills a day. And I have to give her 15 drops of some fluid thing. I told him what happened. He started making a noise. I'm like, yes, that's exactly it. And so then he did an x-ray on her lungs. And he asked me, he's like, has she been in an accident or something? I'm like, no. He's like, has she, you know, gone into the pool? I guess asking me if she swallowed water or something. I'm like, no. I'm like, she hates the water. I'm like, I bet, you know, even when I bathe her, you know, it's like, no. So I don't know if maybe it's from before that she's had it and she's accumulating and sitting there. I mean, I don't know if one day when I took her to the beach, she might have swallowed some water accident. I mean, I don't know where it came from. So he told me to, huh? No. I'm like, it's curable, it's treatable. He's like, oh, yeah. He's like, it's just, like her, he showed me the x-ray. It's like a part of her lung. It's so fascinating. Like, I would want to be a vet, except I don't like biology. Oh, and they had to put a little cat to sleep today. I'll tell you about that later. This is so sad. This is why I couldn't be a vet. Anyways, no, he showed me a part of her lung that in the x-ray, they came out black. Like, it was just very dark because they were swollen. And he's like, you see, he's like, it shouldn't be that dark. It should be more like this. And he compared it to, like, a lighter gray area in her lung. So he's like, we'll put her on antibiotics and then come back in 2 weeks. So he's like, he's not sure. He's like, you know, take the biotics because her lungs are swollen. I guess her lungs are swollen are making her cough. And so then, what, her lungs being swollen? I don't know. I didn't ask him. He's not sure what it is. He told me to give her the medication and then see if it happens in 2 weeks. And if it continues in 2 weeks, then he'll see what else it could be. So he gave her a shot today, so I'm not gonna give her any medication until tomorrow. So she's in my room right now, she's sleeping because she's drowsing and stuff. And he cleaned her glands, and then I told him about the flea thing. He gave me some pills for the fleas. It's a pill, you give her one pill every 10 days, and it kills the fleas within 30 minutes of her taking the pill. So I gave her the pill right when I got home. And he just told me just to, you know, not to bathe her now, but to, you know, just clean the house or whatever, like, you know, the usual. He told me he had nothing to worry about, obviously. So other than that, she's okay. I didn't ask him. I mean, he knew what it was, and he knew what medication to give her, so I'm sure he must be familiar with whatever it is. He just asked me where it came from, and I told him I didn't know, so... Because I didn't know, I guess he couldn't really... He couldn't assume where it came from. So. The coughing. Yeah, he's like, it's probably because her lungs are swollen, he told me. So he's like... I didn't talk about the sneezing. The sneezing, I really think, is because she hits her nose. I mean, when I hit my nose, I sneeze. So she's always launching herself into the carpet and hitting herself with the paw. And I just think it has to do with that. But I'll mention, if it continues, like, severely, then I'll tell him in 2 weeks from now when I see him. He took her temperature. She has she had 102 temperature on her. The normal temperature was 101, so it was a little bit high. So, but he said it wasn't a fever or anything. And she gained like 2 pounds. So. Okay, what are we gonna do? Four maybe? Okay. Okay, bye.
What are you going to do afterwards?
I have to finish a drawing to my parents. So yesterday, Jason and I, he started telling me, like, he sketched over what I need to put in the drawing. So I need him to help me draw a detail because the wall's being constructed. Like, I know, like, the foundations and the footings, but I don't know the actual construction and what the materials are called and how to technically put them in the drawings. And he does, obviously. Mm-hmm. So I have to sit with him and do it. My parents are, like, asking me and bothering me about it. And, like, I understand, but it's like, look, like, I have things to do. You know, last weekend, like, I had to take work home for my boss.
Yeah.
My boss. So it's like, I don't assume that I have every weekend all the time to do it, you know? I don't have that exam to study for, so. I wanted to go to, what are you going to do afterwards?
Nothing.
I wanted to go to Old Navy. Well, I have to go to Old Navy to get, Christina and Christina's daughter or something for tomorrow, so. I'm hoping to find something there on sale. I just spent $140 on the vet, so I don't have any money.
Later, I have to go with Karen to buy something for somebody. One of our friends' birthdays is tonight.
Are you going to a party?
Yeah, it's in a house. Like a get together. And I have work to do.
For work?
It was yesterday. Oh, with the whole passport thing. I had to do the ladies, like, in the morning, she told me, she's like, you have to do this today.
Right.
So, I'm like, oh, I told my coworkers and Maria, I'm like, I'm not feeling well, I have to go home, whatever. So, I'm like, I'll take work home. I didn't tell them.
Yeah.
So, on Monday, I won't be behind.
Do they pay you more for taking work home or no?
And I don't tell them what I do because it's a lesser costume.
Yeah.
And they'll expect me to do it every weekend. Or so.
Yeah.
And I think she's kind of noticing that all of us are just fed up with the whole situation.
Who, the Maria, the lady Maria?
And then we're sick of it.
There's so much trauma. You don't need that much trauma. Like, with all the stress and deadlines, you don't need additional stress to that.
I mean, the job's stressful enough. I don't need to add to it. And that's what she's doing. So we filled out our like review like 2 weeks ago. I guess she was asking for our bonuses.
They don't give you a thing where you can review her?
I think we do. I don't know when they're gonna, No, and it's not enough.
Like, she's a bitch.
And she's bipolar.
Did the guy leave? The guy that she was...
No, he's still there.
I thought he was leaving to New York, you said, or something.
They haven't mentioned it again. I don't know. Sometimes I think that it would be best, but sometimes I think it wouldn't. Because when he's around, she's like, you know...
In a better mood.
She doesn't bother us. She's not, like, on our back every 5 minutes. Is it done yet? Is it done yet?
That's annoying.
One day, thank God it wasn't me. We had our morning meeting, whatever. We went to the office, and Marina's had to do, you know, she had an assignment that day. And no habían pasado 10 minutos, and she calls and she's like, ya lo puedo ver. Marina's is like, acabo de comenzar.
They don't know what it's like to do the work. That's why they ask so much, and they, like, I mean, sometimes at work, it's like, you know, they give me something, they don't even... Sometimes I understand that it's a lot of coordinating and a lot of, you know, flipping back and forth. And they're like, oh, can you have it by tomorrow? I'm like, no. you know, I can try, but I'm not gonna lie to you and tell you that it's possible, because if it's just me alone, it's because they maybe once did it, or now they forgot, you know, it takes so long how time consuming it is, or two, that they've never done it, so.
Beatriz told her one day you should just sit with one of us and, you know, sit down and actually take your time and see how long it takes to draw something.
So like with my boss, she's the people that actually the projects that I work for, the school projects, my team, they're really good, because like I had to do something for like the bathrooms, right? And I had to select tile, and yes, it sounds very easy, but it's a lot of time consuming, because it's very time consuming, because they give you a board with different price ranges. It's group 1, 2, 3, and 4, and 5. 5 being the most expensive. And in the specs, like, which is part of your contract, you tell them, you know, price group 1 and 2 are the cheapest. You're going to use maybe 65%, 35% of that. And then the most expensive one, group 4, you use 5%. So I have to make sure that what I'm using is being assigned to the bathroom and that percentage. You know how long? I mean, that takes a lot. And then in addition to that, I have to coordinate that with flooring and, you know, the other interior finishes. I mean, it's a lot of work. And I started sketching and this and that, and so when I told my boss, I'm like, I'm sorry, like, I know it's taking a long time, it's like, I'm just, you know, lollygagging, but she's like, no, she's like, I'm not questioning your, you know, just whatever, but I want to get done right once, because thank God when we submitted the drawings, we didn't ask like the tile yet, but we gave them in the spec what we were going to price out, and the contractor didn't bid it out, didn't price it, so now when we're submitting these new drawings, the work is coming out more expensive now. But it wasn't our fault. It was that he didn't bid it correctly. So the contractor comes to us and he's like, oh, you know, you guys use this and that. It's not. I'm like, no. I saw them right then and there, and I printed out all the drawings. I'm like, I know what I did. I worked on this for a month and a half. You know, I know. I mean, I memorized the color line and the numbers and everything. That's, you know. And at the end, we were right. So I'm like, I'm glad that I took so much time to do that, because now at the end, it avoids error.
They expect us, I mean, we pulled it off, I don't know how, to do things like projects en un día. That's it. And then, but I told her, we're like a little sweatshop. The other day the AC was messed up, it's messed up. I don't know when they're going to fix it.
And your building?
In our office. We were like, and working, and we had that. We're like, I'm sure this is like, como unos chinitos ahí trabajo. It's
crazy. We were watching something about that on the A-Line last Friday.
Oh, China?
No, Taiwan. Nike. For $85 pair of shoes that they have, they pay one factory $20.
Yeah.
One factory. And within that, they divide it within the employees. The most an employee works there, makes there is $2.
Yeah.
it's un pegado. I was like, oh,
I met when I went to, it was in China. We went to this place where they get massages and stuff. And one of the guys told us that a week they make $5.
Do you remember my dad's neighbors?
No, mentira. That was a day. $5.
You remember my dad's neighbors? My dad's old neighborhood. The people that lived, there was some Puerto Rican couple that lived here. The un chino que vivía aquí. You don't remember? They were from Taiwan. The father did that. He did the tennis shoes and tennis shoe business.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to come up with all these shoes, and he used to be like, look, this is Nike. So he doesn't have the Nike check on it.
Uh-huh.
And he used to wear them. And it's the same thing. My dad.
Yeah.
And he used to get my dad like tennis shoes to play tennis.
Uh-huh.
It's like, it's the same thing. It's like, la única cosa que no te pagan, no tienes que pagar mucho porque you don't have the check, you know, the Nike check on it.
You know what I did learn? Other than, I guess they have tests and stuff, but to test if, like, jewelry has lead and stuff, they bang it against, you know, the floor or
surface.
Uh-huh. And depending on el sonido, tiene lead or no. And we were testing some things that we had bought from Chico's. It was like $45, you know, bracelets and stuff like that. And all of them had
lead. How can you tell the difference? Like, you compare two sounds, or you automatically know?
Like, get one of your rings or something that's like gold or something, or stainless steel, like, or something like that, and just
like
go
custom
like
jewelry.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And get something you bought. And you know, something you want to see if it has lead, and it usually has like a heavier pounding sound, and the other sound is very light.
So the lead is a heavy one, obviously.
And we tested it, and Marina's is like, let me see. And she has, like, very nice rings. The different types of gold.
Marina's a lady we saw the other day at the park?
No, that's Isabel.
Oh, yeah.
And she starts, like, banging it, and it's a very light sound. And then we got one of the accessories that we had bought, and she, the same thing, and you can hear me banging. It's heavy sound.
Why do they use that? Is it cheaper material?
And it weighs more.
What are they using substitute of that? Yeah, that's bad. You can. Like them been a night the moreja ahí mismo. People, menos some people I know, some people that can't. I mean, I remember. Yeah, uno hindú or something that came to Arango, and I was gonna give the girl, it was a plastic pen to sign it, and she couldn't touch the plastic. Her whole skin breaks on allergies. Yeah, so she had to hold, like, the plastic had a little, you know, the little rubber part. She had to hold it like that. It was really weird.
Oh. She couldn't touch any kind of plastic. I know a girl who can go into the ocean. She breaks out. I guess the salt water.
That's weird.
Yeah. And we were in the beach, and one of the guys didn't believe her. Threw her in the water.
He did?
And then we all realized that he wasn't lying. Who else? My friend, Daniela, she's married. And she's allergic to dates.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know people who are allergic to that.
You could be allergic to anything.
Jackie's allergic to nickel. She can't wear
no
all her silver and gold jewelry and everything. She gave it to me. She can only wear, no way, I'm sorry, I think she can wear white gold. She can't wear silver at all. I know that for sure. Not even her necklaces or anything. I'm like, my God. I don't know if she's still like that, but she was like that for a few years. So, I don't know. I know some allergies, you can take like shots and medications.
You're going to Old Navy right now?
You want to
call
me?
Yeah.
I was going to go there in the Gap. Well, first Old Navy gets cheaper.
Well, maybe I'll find something in the Gap for the birthday boy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
My brother's like, hey, Christine, I'm like, what size is Christine? Like, I don't know. He's like, just get a gift card. I'm like, no, because it's a gift card. I have to put, like, money into it, you know, significant money.
Oh. Okay.